With this look at the Charleston River Dogs, I'm Matt Dean. The River Dogs enter play Sunday, having gone 3-4 in the last week, seeing their first place lead in the Southern Division trimmed down to just a game with still 3 weeks left to go in the first half. Despite mixed results as of late, the River Dogs offense has stayed consistent, averaging 5.5 runs per game over their last 28 contests. Outfielder Josh Stowers has been one of the steadying presences towards the top of Charleston's lineup this year and has begun to tap into his power stroke lately, crushing his first 5 home runs all in the last 11 games. Stowers talked this week about where his power stroke has been coming from as of late.
Just from working on making some adjustments with our hitting coach and just staying on my backside and not leaking forward too early. Just pretty much just using my legs and getting the power from the ground up. And the swings I've been taking haven't been like, you know, me sailing out for home runs, just me barreling up balls and they're traveling. So
the former second-round pick, acquired by the Yankees in a December 3-team deal that sent Sonny Gray to Cincinnati, has really hit his stride with his new organization, slashing .293, .378, .480 entering play Sunday and leading Charleston with 12 stolen bases. While the power has started to come around, it's his all-around game and particularly speed that can impact games.
I really don't look at the signs too much just because Julio's already told me that I have the green light. Just from coming from like a base deal in collegiate program at Louisville, I know like what counts and stuff to run it and what I'm looking for from certain pitchers.
The River Dogs face the Columbia Fireflies on Sunday, playing at 5:05. With this look at the River Dogs, I'm Matt Dean.